On your mark, get ready, start.
Broadcasting from California and Delaware, this is the Hard Rocking Trivia Show, and here are your hosts, Mark and Danny.
People out there, it's time for a little bit of Hard Rock and Trivia Show number 114, and we're going to start things off with I went to a show at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Saturday.
What show was that, Mark?
Oh, wow. Okay, I'll just leave that in. I went to see Punky Meadows and Frank Domino of the band Angel, and it's the first time those two have played together in 35 years.
Jeez.
Yeah, the band broke up in 1980 and 81. So I've been waiting. Well, I was a fan in the 70s, but I've been waiting about 41 years to hear these songs live by the couple of the guys who did it. So I was pretty pumped for this.
I bet.
Yeah, so the show was on a Saturday night. I was going to go by myself, but decided to make a date night, and tickets were pretty reasonable. I bought my ticket for with taxes, $23.
Jeez.
So I wanted to go buy another show, another ticket for the show, and the opening band, which is called The Hard Way, were selling tickets to the show as well, because usually opening bands have to sell an allotment of tickets in order to open for bands, so they were selling their tickets for $15. So the lead singer of the band contacted me on Facebook, and through PayPal, I got $15 tickets. I should have got two, but I got one for the wife, and I already had mine, so that was kind of cool.
Very cool. So the wife went, huh?
Yep, and she doesn't know one single song. So, but she just kind of likes to go to the atmosphere because there's a lot of interesting people in Hollywood, and especially the whiskey. So she likes to people watch, so she's into that kind of thing.
Yeah, I can relate.
Yeah, but last time we did this, we went to see New England, another one of those bands that I can cross off my bucket list, and she really liked the show and liked the band, too, so never heard a single song, so she was open to whatever would happen. So
all right, cool.
So the first band gets on, the one where we got the cheap tickets from, A Hard Way, and they were pretty good, actually. Pretty tight band. I'd never heard of them, but that's a five-piece band. Straight head, hard rock. Guys probably ranged from, I'm going to guess, mid-30s to my age. So
really?
Older guys, yeah. Still trying, plugging away. Pretty good.
All right.
So I can't complain. At the end of the show, end of their set, they threw out CDs. And guess who got one?
Sylvia.
Sylvia, correct. She got me a CD, a free CD from the band. So we got a $15 ticket and a CD from The Hard Way. So... thanks a lot, guys. That's pretty cool.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Make sure you go pick up The Hard Way's brand new album. It's called Police Brutality, and you can pick that up on CD Baby. Now, back to the show.
That's awesome.
So they finished around 10:45 and 11 o'clock, and we waited around a little bit, looked around the crowd, saw some people that I'd see from Facebook. Guy who takes a lot of pictures, I think his name is Joe. He was there on Facebook. He takes a million pictures from everywhere. And a couple other people always post, like on the New England and Angel forums. So I looked actually, the guy who had the New England concert, him and his wife, in their front yard, they were right to our right. So
nice.
I guess it's a small bunch of us who like the same kind of music. So this guy's came on about 11:40. Yeah, well, it was a Saturday night.
All right.
Most of the time, I would be asleep. So we actually took we took naps in the afternoon so we wouldn't die.
All right.
Sad, isn't it? Yeah. Sylvia and I, from about 4 o'clock to like 7 o'clock, took naps. Yeah.
All right.
Rock and roll, right? Jeez. Guys come out. You've probably seen their... All this stuff is all over Facebook, you know, the shows. Punky Meadows is 68 years old and has had a little work done, but he does not look 68 years old. The guy's in good shape. He looks like he's in his maybe early 40s. He's got a he's got a 42-year-old son, okay? But this guy does not look his age. And this guy can play. I can't believe he hasn't performed in like 30, 35 years. He's good. I mean, really good. What's that?
He hadn't played at all in that time?
No, you know what he did? He did, when I left Virginia in 1983, I think he came like a couple of years later. I believe in the Lake Braddock area or Burke, Virginia. He owned a chain of tanning salons. So he made his money in tanning salons where we used to live.
Oh, jeez.
Too funny. And we never knew. So, and
wow.
And I guess he retired, moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, where you used to live.
Exactly. Damn.
So I guess one of his fans, you know, Facebook, he didn't realize that, you know, Angel still had fans. So one of the guys talked him up, became a member of his band, a guy named Danny. So we got to thank Danny for starting all this. So he starts doing a solo album and touring, and Frank's doing a solo album, so the two of them get together. Now, Frank looks a little different than he used to, but that was, got to remember, 40 years ago.
Right.
But the guy sounds exactly the same.
Really?
Well, he's a vocal teacher, so he teaches voice lessons in Las Vegas, and he sounds exactly the same, and every song was almost perfect.
Wow.
So if I close my eyes... And the band was spot on. It was awesome. And we were about, I'd say, about 5 to 7 feet away from both of them.
Oh, man.
In the Whiskey, a small club. So they went through all the songs from the first 5 albums. Did all the Young Dudes from the live album. Oh, man. The 13-year-old in me was very happy. Another one off the bucket list. So, yeah, they were great, and I think they're coming around you somewhere in Pennsylvania, I think.
They were in Philly about 2 months ago, and for one reason or another, I couldn't go.
But I think they're coming around again. But
really?
Maybe a little further out, but you may want to check their website, check Punky's website. They are coming back, and they are going to go to Europe, too. So,
nice.
Definitely go. It is awesome.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Okay, here are some upcoming Punky Meadows and Frank DeMito tour dates. On July 6th, they'll be in Westland, Michigan at the Toka Lounge. July 7th, Chicago, Illinois at Reggie's Rock Club. July 8th, Granite City, Illinois at Eddie's Lounge. October 24th, they'll be in Nashville at the Mercy Lounge. September 21st, in Wantagh, New York at Mulcahy's Concert Hall. And September 23rd in Sellersville, Pennsylvania at the Sellersville Theater. October 12th, Stoke-on-Trent. October 13th, London. October 14th, Bilston. October 15th, Edinburgh. October 17th, Newcastle. October 18th, Nottingham. And October 28th, they're going to be at the Rockin' Skull in Illinois. Go check out Punky and Frank. And now, back to the show. My wife, you know, liked the show, too.
Wow, okay.
She had a good time, and she liked the music, and she was into it. She says Punky Meadows kind of looks like a cross between, like, Liberace and Kim Kardashian or something like that. But the guy's good.
Oh, yeah.
They were so awesome. I was really happy. It was really fun. And everybody there, you could tell they were fans. They're all singing the songs.
In your opinion, what was the best song they did?
Well, all the Angel songs. they did two from Frank's solo album. They did two from Punky's. Oh, I got to say that they opened with On the Rocks, which was always my favorite song by Angel, so I have to go with that one.
Nice.
you have to go see them. Everybody listening, you got to go see Frank and Punky. They were great.
All right.
My wife almost got a pick at the end, and you know, because Punky's handing out his picks to everybody. My wife's hand's out there, and somebody puts their hand right above my wife's hand, and it was the last pick, so didn't get a pick. Damn it.
Oh, well.
Bummer. Oh, and the night before in Vegas, the encore is the Tower. And in Vegas, the encore, Greg Jafria came out and played keyboards.
Holy shit. Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah, we didn't get that, but...
No.
But he lives there, so he came out and...
Yeah, he was there with that.
So Three Fifths of Angel played the night before in Vegas.
Wow.
But just two of them was great, too. I hope they do something like a one-off or something. I would travel to Vegas to go see all five of them dress up in white and play a theater just once.
One time.
I'll take the whole family. I don't care. Chalk out the bucket list. So I've seen Kiss with Makeup. I've seen New England. I've seen Two Fifths of Angel. I saw Queen, so... And I saw Van Halen with Ross, so my life is almost complete.
If only you'd seen Thin Lizzy.
Oh, yeah. I saw Thin Lizzy after Phil died. That would have been great, too. Oh.
Would have been on my bucket list.
Yeah, because, you know, every time they came to the States back in the 70s, something happened. And when they played when I lived in Germany, but my parents wouldn't let me go. I guess I was too young at the time, so...
Oh, you were six, so what do you
know? No, I wasn't six. I was like 12 or 13, so. But they wouldn't let me travel, so. They caved in finally when I saw Van Halen in 79. When I was 14, I got to finally go. But earlier than that,
yeah.
So overall, fantastic show. Everybody go see it. God, there's nothing else I can say about that show. It's just, my mind is still blown. My wife even took some video. Go on the internet, and you can see the show for yourself.
All right, I'll check that out.
You need to go do that now, sir.
Okay, goodbye.
The Hard Rockin' Trivia Show is sponsored by Hard Rock Arena Radio. Listen at home at radionomy.com or listen on your mobile device or download the Hard Rock Arena Radio app at the iTunes App Store, BlackBerry World, or the Google Play Store.
And now we're going to try something new with you guys. We got the idea from all these polls on Facebook, the head-to-head album kind of stuff. So we're going to do something similar. We're going to call it head-to-head. And sometimes we'll take one band and two albums from that band, and we're going to compare them, you know, first song against first song. Now, if we both like it, the song that we picked gets a point. And if we both disagree, no points. And at the end, we'll see which album wins between the two of them. Kind of follow along with this, play along. You got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, maybe we'll throw a poll up so people can vote. Danny doesn't know the ones I've picked yet. So the first one I picked is AC/DC, Highway to Hell. Versus Back in Black.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, I figure we'll take albums that we know very well and we like, and we'll see what happens, because I don't know what you like, and I know what I like, but we'll see head-to-head. So we're going to go track by track. There is 10 tracks on these albums, and of course, both of them are great, but which one is better?
All right.
It's kind of a competition, but, you know. All right, here we go. Danny, ready?
Yeah, I am. This will be fun.
First song. And you have to pick one. There's no ties. Highway to Hell versus Hell's Bells. Which one would you pick?
Highway to Hell.
Highway to Hell. You know what, Danny? I agree with you, so that's one for Highway to Hell. Nice, yeah. I like Hell's Bells, too.
Yeah, not a knock on Hell's Bells, but Highway to Hell is one of the best songs ever.
Yeah, I agree. We agree so far. All right, going to track number two is Girls Got Rhythm versus Shoot to Thrill.
Damn. I'm going to go Shoot to Thrill.
And I'm going to agree with you. I'm saying the same way. Girls Got Rhythm is okay, but Shoot to Thrill is awesome.
Yeah.
So right now, after two songs, you know, one vote for each.
Okay?
It'll get harder as we go. All right, third track on each album is Walk All Over You against What Do You Do For Money, Honey?
Wow. I'm going to say Walk All Over You.
Jesus Christ. 3 for 3, I agree with you again, and I love What Do You Do. What Do You Do For Money, Honey? I love that song.
That's a great song.
But Walk All Over You is better.
Yeah.
It kicks ass. All right, here we go. Track 4, Touch Too Much versus Giving the Dog a Bone.
I'm going to go with Giving the Dog a Bone.
I have to disagree with you. I'm going with Touch Too Much, and I like both songs again, but so there's a no vote for that one, so we cancel each other out. Nobody's right or wrong, except usually I'm right, but
but whatever.
Now, this track 5, listen to the name of these songs and what do they have in common? Beating Around the Bush and Let Me Put My Love Into You.
Oh, man. I like the riff in Beating Around the Bush, so I'm going to go with that one.
And I like Let Me Put My Love Into You a little bit better.
All right.
Can't go wrong with either one, right, kids? But so we cancel each other out. All right. Going on to the track number 6, Shot Down in Flames against Back in Black.
Oh, Jesus. Damn, that is... It's like picking your favorite kid.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Shot Down in Flames. I love that song.
Me too, but I'm going to go with Back in Black. I love it too. So we.
That is one of the greatest songs of all time too. But.
Yeah, pretty damn good. I mean, it's hard. Basically, we've disagreed on 3 of them so far and agreed on 3 of them. So we go down to track number 7. It's Get It Hot versus You Shook Me All Night Long.
Oh, You Shook Me.
Yeah, I have to agree, even though I'm almost sick of hearing it, because I hear it all the time, but I got to vote for You Shook Me All Night Long as well.
Yeah.
All right, track 8, If You Want Blood, You Got It versus Have a Drink on Me.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to say Have a Drink on Me.
I disagree. I'm going to say If You Want Blood. So we cancel each other out again.
I do like If You Want Blood, too.
You got it! Yeah, Bon Scott at his best. Okay, here we go. Track 9, Love Hungry Man versus Shake a Leg.
Shake a Leg.
I love Lung Hole. We canceled a Love Hungry Man for me. Sorry.
Ooh, baby, you're such a treat.
Yeah, I love them. Okay, the final one. And this could be the tiebreaker because I think we have 2 for Back in Black and 2 for Highway to Hell.
All right.
Last track, Night Prowler versus Rock and Roll Ain't Noise Pollution.
Wow. I got to go with Night Prowler.
I agree with you, Night Prowler, for me as well. So... Checking the final stats, Highway to Hell gets 3, Back in Black gets 2. So from the Hard Rockin' Trivia Show, Highway to Hell beats out Back in Black.
Wow, I would never have guessed that. But
you know what? Depends on how you feel. Maybe tomorrow you'd go the other way because they're both great. You can't go wrong with either one.
No, they're both top 10 classic hard rock albums of all time. So what are you going to do?
Yeah, so I'm sure. Well, we'll put a poll up and see what everybody else thinks. So
you can just take the album just in its entirety and say, oh, yeah, Back in Black's so much better. But when you go track by track like that, that's a totally different thing.
Yeah, and what would your vote be if you just went by the entirety, just by thinking, if somebody walked up and asked you which one you like better?
I would say Back in Black.
See, I would say Highway to Hell, but... I love Back in Black, too. Back in Black sold a lot more records than Highway to Hell did, but most people probably would go with Back in Black.
But, you know, track by track.
It's a little bit
too. I like Highway to Hell better. I don't,
you know what? I think we should call this bit track by track. What do you think? Instead of head to head.
All right.
Okay. We agree? We'll call it track by track. Good.
is passed.
Outstanding. And you know what? That ends this podcast. Have a great day.